Sanbonani, this is Uxolo Wakwamncwango, and I am sipping the best tea in the city.
Awungachayi so uyekhaya manje. Ikwalete zakho zibhataliwe zonke. Nezono zakho zonke. Clean. Eh?
Yeah.
Ne bleach, there's nothing on you on this song. Eh? Umhlophe qhwa.
Qhwa njengeje.
Eh?
This is the song that always speaks to me. Unjalo, uNkulunkulu akaguquki.
Jo,
I don't know if you understand. Do you understand Zulu kahle?
Yazini.
Xalabele banzi.
Ngakusha ngiyithakazela mina. Ngumpheri nginje, ngusha ngiyithakazela.
Do you know xalabele banzi?
Xalele banzi.
Ah, come on.
What does that mean?
It's a broad shoulder to lean on. Our broad shoulder, our solid rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have to take it then, eh? Zulu A.
Yeah, apparently that's Xhosa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's Xhosa.
Oh, okay.
So we mix this Zulu and Xhosa.
Yes.
Ungukuphila kwethu ligqalabe libanzi. Manxeba akhe aliyeza yithi. By his wounds, by his stripes, we were healed.
That's right.
Yep.
And we are just on the heels of that amazing, very restorative Holy Week weekend, if you will.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that Christians will deliver for you, twice a year, proper holidays, Easter and Christmas. Done.
We have to.
Right?
We have to. You have to remind yourself with Haibo.
Yeah.
Haibo, ngafelwa. You know, we have to. And I must love Easter, I must say,
thanks to my Blair for his Get Ready show, 5 to 6. Me and him always talk on my way to gym, of course, when he's playing his music. And Ogopila came through, and the only thing I could write to him was, this girl can sing.
Oh, man. Gabong.
Did you know this?
No. Funny enough, no.
Even from home? No.
Okay, from home, we have a background. I'm a church girl. I'm a PK.
Okay.
So
I'm a PK. Okay.
So we always had that family choir. Even now, funny enough, now that social media was saying things about me, the only thing that my dad did was he called, and then he was like, this old Xilongo song that we used to love.
Yeah.
And that's how I grew up, where we just gather standards and see Ule at home, this church, and. But I'll be honest with you. I never thought I can sing. I don't know if you get me.
Yeah.
I never thought yangiz ukuthi ngikhuluma kanjani.
That's right.
I'm husky.
Yeah.
So I never thought my voice you know. But all I knew about me is that I love authenticity.
Mm.
So anything ezongenza ngikhulume about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Which was ended up being music that I'm able to communicate ngawo
kahle.
Sure. So I knew that even if it's not the greatest voice, but can I just be honest? Can I pour my heart? And funny enough, they found me to be the greatest singer, and I'm grateful.
When I first met you outside, I wanted to see your throat if it exists. There's no way you sing like that and you have a throat. Because it like there's a free passage from your lungs to your mouth. I'm gonna blockage Nick's your flow, Angie.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly. And it's funny that these songs, they end up ministering to you when
I was
you know. Yesterday, someone sent me a song. This song.
Yes.
And I listened to the song, the lyrics, and you said that, uNkulunkulu akajiki. And I needed that. And I'm like, it's funny how God works, but
it's like a tweet. It's like a post.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, in a way, you're not necessarily posting for likes. You're posting because you want to remind yourself, put a note down, like journaling, like journaling.
Yeah.
And then somehow you pin it because at that moment, it hits you. It hits that place, right? And I think that's exactly what it is. Because later on, you'll go back to it.
I thought it was only me.
No.
I thought it happened to me. Where I'll go back to my post. I'm like, I remember what was happening on this day.
That's right.
And I know if I was lying, but I posted something good and like, I was saying something positive.
Has it ever hit you that you surprised yourself with that post?
Good. Yeah.
Look, did I really say that?
Yeah,
that
definitely.
That was deep. That was honest.
That's why I was shocked. Do you ever go through that? I remember there were times where I would go back to my post and I'm like, I know exactly what was going on there.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Girl, it was going on. Like, you were there.
Yeah.
You know? So it happens. It happens, man. Like, good or bad, but it happens.
You know, as radio people or as broadcasters,
mm-hmm.
we always try and find connecting dots or parallels. And I found yours. I found Yasin Yipon. I was like, I want to connect her dots. I found Yasin Yitolil. You're born the 8th of October.
The
6th. Not the 8th. Damn.
I'm a Libra.
Damn.
I'm a Libra. But not far. You're not far.
Because the 8th, you share a birthday with Sissy Winans.
By the way, I love Sissy Winans.
You see?
But we're Libras. Okay. So you're not far. Okay. And
who was no Jahil? Who was slow?
I don't know who is my dad. Should I blame it on? Guys, don't do that to me. I told you I'm a PK.
I was so proud, I was like, oh.
And I love Sissy Winans. My heart and my mind tells me that one day I will share stage with that beautiful lady.
I don't know when,
but I know for sure.
You need to hurry, because I had her brother here, Bibi. He was sitting exactly where you are seated. They are contemplating retirement.
Ah, really?
Yeah, you need to move quickly. And so their retirement is going to be marked by, you see now.
Shit, come on.
Come on now. Go deep, Papa. So their retirement is going to be marked by their final album together. So when they record that album together, you must know.
That's
because after that, is a tour. And after that tour, they hang the mic. You need to move quickly.
But, girl, there's nothing I can put. You know, for us to have this conversation, I'll share stage with that beautiful woman. I love her. Everything about her.
Yeah.
The way she just stands and allow herself to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her.
Do you see that as well? Because she's now on the pulpit, eh?
Yeah.
She's not just CC Winers now, it's Pastor CC Winers.
And Bandla. I love everything about her. I love everything about that woman.
Yeah.
When she speaks about who she is, the mistake she has made, where she is right now, owning it up. And she will tell you, and Masekcinenguti, if it had not been for the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's how I want us to honor our truths.
Yeah.
Our stories. And then also just be honest to say, but if it had not been for the Lord, hey. You know, and I love that about Sissy. I love how she carries herself. I love when she sings. She doesn't have to scream and do all these things. She just stands.
That's
and
right.
Deliver the message.
Yeah.
And say, and you, there's no way I'm begging. You melum beg and listen to her. And I love that about her.
I think somebody.
You see God in her. I see God in her. I see love. I see grace. I see favor. That's what I love.
Somebody made a mistake in Sissy Winans' ID. Yeah. It's the 6th.
Yeah, it's the 6th.
Yeah.
I'm definitely.
They were using US time.
Yeah.
Instead of South African time. Yeah,
it's the 6th. That's my.
That's your twin sister right there. You had a journey, and this journey, unfortunately for you, has pulled you from the back to the front. You need to share that. What's going on?
I don't know. And that's the story of my life. Even at school, I would be one of those also two. Guess we top 10. I don't know how. To be honest with you, I don't know, like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, they used to call me Faith. You know, when someone calls me Faith, I know that everyone knows me from school.
Yeah.
Like, clearly Faith. I'm like, but I don't know. I think that's the story of my life where really, but one thing I know, even a mover, I've always been intentional with kufunda. With okay, what am I learning here? No man, I'm not a mover. But what am I taking away here? You know, and funny enough, uzovele bengisusenge muva bengibeke phambili angazi kanjani. I always say if there's one person uhlale ngifaka kumgodi, it's God.
Yeah.
Ungishiya khona at a swim, and that swim for me, it's like you gotta trust me.
Give me a curveball he threw at you. You didn't see it coming. You thought you were doing okay, but he threw you in there. But here you are, you're still living
joy celebration. I never did auditions. I was leading worship on Sunday at church. Emlaz, Oasis, Wekaya Fellowships, Kaya's
yes.
Church.
Yes.
I was leading worship, a normal Sunday. And then Joyous was there to do their, do you call it tour? Or
Yeah, tour. Yeah.
Yes. And then,
or
boom,
promo.
Yes. Boom, I was leading. And then Lindelani said, we are rehearsing on Monday in Durban. Luckily, I was doing my third year, so I was finished.
Oh, third year in what?
In PR at school.
PR in school?
Yes,
Miss, I want to be in the background. Okay, that's fine. PR is so much in the forefront. It's okay. Continue. Don't lose your trail of thought there. Miss, I want to be in the background.
And remember from a small church back home?
Yeah.
Remember when you were a small church, Ekaya?
Yeah.
Small church. Sometimes it's five people that are coming.
Yeah.
And then Oasis, just a church, girl, I promise you.
Yeah.
And then now I'm finding myself 5,000 audience.
This is what, 2017?
Yes. I'm finding myself with 5,000. 5,000 is nothing. 10,000 audience. I'm not even sure if I'm able to do this, gosh, the way that is being done. And Kizzy, and I think he saw it through me. Goes, I'm not gonna train her because this one, she's gonna run away. She did. We did a song. That song, Akukho Okungenzeka, was my did amazing. Mm. And I had to swim. Mm. I had to. I can tell you, even my first project, solo project.
Yes.
It was supposed to be a small thing, and God just said, small thing for what?
Is this the unusual?
The Jesus is enough.
Well, Jesus is enough.
It was an audience of 50. And this song came from
that.
Yes. So all of my life, when I can, I'll be honest with you, I've always been that girl. Or maybe I'm bubbly and my aura is like, hey. But yeah. I've always been. And
yes.
then someone who just, hey, was a
lot.
Yeah. And that's the story of my life. No one trained me to say, stand like this. You do this. When you sing, I had to learn on stage and get my posture. Okay, this is, I'm comfortable when I do this. Okay, this is how I need to cope. Just valamelo or open your eyes, but as if you see them, but you're just thinking of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And no one teaches you that. But gay, thank God for people, great people around me. Like
yeah.
I always say, and I always want to mention them. Like Brendan Dam was one of my big sisters.
Hey!
He was
one. That's my sister right there. That's my sister
that's
right
my
there.
That's my girl. You know, she's one of the people. Funny enough, my first solo outfit, it was her dress.
Really?
Joyous. I didn't have, yes.
Were you with her, Joyous?
No, she wasn't.
She was, she was
yes,
left
but
already,
she,
yeah.
she, yes, but you know yeah. when someone just loves you, she's like, come, I have a dress for you. And
I'm still yet to meet somebody who's going to speak bad about Brenda.
I don't think that. Look, I have so much great things to say about that girl.
Yeah.
One of the girls that who can call me, I'm having a bad day. And like, you got this. You're going to go and have us put on your smile and go do this. You know? So, yeah, that's the
You
story.
Must watch my TV show. She has an episode coming.
Uh-huh.
And she allowed me to go to a place. I've interviewed her more than once, but on the ones, which is on Mzansi Way 2 and Mzansi Magic, she allowed me to go to a place. I don't think people know that story. About the very smile she puts on your face is the very smile she wants to deserve, she wants to have, and she doesn't want to work hard for you for. But let me not spoil it. You'll see it and you'll hear the conversation.
Oh, man.
What a lady!
What a lady! What a loving lady!
So now we in Thomas and I said Richards Bay.
Yeah, umZulu paka. I said Richards Bay.
I take it you also own a yacht.
Yeah, why not?
So kugula phela so check us, we'll fact check you.
Don't do that. NgumZulu phaqa.
There's no dispute there.
Let's end it there. That's what I'm saying. Let's end it there. That's what I'm saying, man.
Now, there's so many songs that you have done.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Jabulani.
Yeah.
I've got Sophumula Corner.
That's the song that my dad, when I was feeling so bad 2 days ago, he sang for me over the phone.
Why were you feeling bad? What was happening? Don't give away too much, but we'll check just what was happening.
I think social media has a way of bullying people.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have a voice, or you just choose not to respond.
The smartest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, you just choose not to respond, but however, you are a human being. When
your father saw this?
Yeah.
So he's on socials like that?
No. Actually, people write and they send it to your parents. They write and they send it to your son. My son saw it at school. He was at school. Someone just came and said, so your mom, you know, that's the sad thing about social media. They forget that there's human behind it. However, they growing a mess, the muscle, Gwena, you know, to like, okay, now dad, this is happening. Let's talk about it. What do you think? Like, this is my world, you know, funny enough, my dad, the sweetest guy I've ever met on earth.
So he sang it for you?
He said, you remember the song which you love? He said, what is it? He said, Chabulan, he said, sing, I want to until. Let that be your thing right now. Umntwana wena kaNkuluNkulu. So all these other things.
Sure.
All these other things. Akube izinto ezikusondeza more to your dad. That's God. You know, and I just really, really appreciated my foundation. I really appreciated home, love, and the relationship I have with God and my son. When my son received that he was like, hey, Nami, I would say the same thing if I was them. You're doing good. I'm like, oh, I've done well.
Yeah,
I'm
a
you know. But I'm a human being. There was a day where it really got to me. And I think I felt bullied, you know. But kokoti hambai, I had to really be honest with myself. And anyway, God is good.
Kibos, there you've got a legend and a half. Oh, Tolim Nwang. Yeah. I've not seen her perform live, but yeah. I'm convinced. I'm sold. This lady is gifted. She's something else. Big up, Tolly. Love you lots, man. Keep shining. You've got it in you. You bring heaven close to earth, man. Yeah.
Rati, thank you so much for bringing Usis Tolly. Oh, my heart is so happy. Tolly, thank you for ministering to us. I love you. Ungu Kupila is a song I listen to every single morning. Usu Uti Agalali Agazili Agafuni Abandwana Bag. I'm so excited to see you tomorrow at the One Magic Gospel Concert. I can't wait. Rati, you've made my whole entire weekend.
Hey, Prati, you've got powerhouse there. You've got powerhouse, Xoli Mncwango. Yes, man. We are blessed this morning by her presence on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air. We are blessed. We are starting a long weekend knowing that the Lord is with us. Thank you for bringing her to Kaya. Thank you.
Hi, Prati. Oh, thank you so much for making my day. I love you, Xoli. I love this lady so much. She's so special in my spiritual life. I listen to her songs every day. I don't understand Xhosa, but because we are spiritually connected, I understand all your songs. Thank you. May the good Lord bless you. Love you, Xoli. Ungugu Pila.
I told you about that song. I just want to expose this PK. Baba, I need to lalele laukon. If she's not in church or practicing, hey, let me tell you, umtanako. What is happening?
She's hiking.
Hiking, yan. And what is the soundtrack while you're hiking? And with who?
With my friend.
Lalele la.
Can leave. How I wish I can sing that song to God, though.
Why don't you remix it? I think there's an opportunity.
I'm telling you,
there.
That's the only person I cannot live without. It's only God, to be honest with. No, I can't explain the feeling. So much love, so much grace, so much favor. Hey, I can't live.
I hear it.
Without you, Lord.
Guys, I've got
Daddy, that's what I'm doing when I'm not in studio. Hey!
Anyway, I have credits on this. She recorded. I have credits. I was part of the inspiration. Me. Oh. So now, tell me about this song.
It reminds me of Ekaya. You know, if it's an old school. I'm a firstborn at home. So I used to have, yes, okay. It's me and my sister. My sister, Mklambufika, after 10 years later. So remember, I've been a...
And Mkwatele, Funanla.
So, when's Anla? So this is one of my songs that we used to sing with Noma. My mom is one of my best friends. We used to love the song, you know, and ngikhumula mangibuya esikoleni and just open up this song and we just can't leave. So I'm an R&B girl, old school R&B.
So who
girl.
Else is part of this mix of your R&B songs?
Maybe you Tamia.
Which one?
There's a stranger in my heart still not Whitney Houston, my
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
My girl.
Yeah. Who's your Bobby Brown?
Wow.
Ow. Siyabuza kanti.
Oh, why God? Uyazi wena, ngifuna ushintshe kanje. Hey.
It's no wonder. I just checked.
Wait.
I just checked.
Wait.
Kuluma before ngibuza.
It's a group, by the way.
Okay.
Boys to Men.
Hi, girl.
Gotcha.
Really?
Gotcha.
Which song?
Which song they used to sing? I don't have it. Ekhandalam right now.
Yeah.
But I was a fan of Boys to Men and Blue Hill. Is it Blue Hill?
Drew Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sing kunge mtala.
Yes. I just checked.
The guys, why is it
shot? I just checked why people were saying things about you. Is the fact that you sold out a show in 12 days.
Yeah.
That was slow, by the way.
That was very...
For Koli...
Come.
For Koli, that's slow. You should sell out in 2 days. Cubs at the Small sold out in 4 days. Not in four hours. Less than an hour. When he was at the... at the Lyric.
Less than an hour.
Please, you need to up your socks, girl. Come on now.
Tina Sardino, 12 days.
How many people are coming to the ICC?
5,000.
Ah, please. Come on, you can do better.
Chris Brown's less than 24 hours. How
thank
many
you.
Were there?
So, we're now 12. Please, girl. Let's move 10 bigger. I'll say Benza, please.
And then, Sakipa is second day. Guess what? In 5 days, we are on 50%.
Yeah, one is so slow.
It's very slow.
How's that tandas? Do not let... Listen to me. Can I minister to you?
Minister, man of God, huh? Come on. Let me prepare myself for this.
Do not let the bulging of your bank account yeah, make you lazy to pray about the second day of the concert.
Hey.
Hmm?
Go deeper, Papa.
That sold out only means you're only 50% there. You sure. still have another to go. And you know, in God, He works in threes.
Mm-hmm.
It might be day three. And then if you're lazy, day two.
God. No. Oh. No, Father. Oh. No, Father. Day three. I give you one attempt. Tante, no.
Wahana.
Day three?
So, what? So, then, tell me about this.
Day three?
Yeah.
And they are going there. I'm like, no, we're not going to do day three.
Why? You know what?
This is
ministry.
I know, but let's take it step by step.
No, who
it's
said
my
this
first
is about,
time doing second day.
Who said this is about you?
I know.
It's about not, those who come to hear you.
We ain't doing day three.
Itipe. Okay. Guys, day two is open. This is the ICC where?
In Durban.
In Durban.
Yeah.
And they're listening. And Joburgers, I know you very well, and you are travelers.
Yes.
When is this happening?
On the 2nd of August and the day 2, 3rd of August. We are on 80% sold out now, so we are closer. So please, go
all right.
do the right
thank
thing.
Thank you. So it is August, Women's Month.
Yeah.
My ladies.
What a way to open
my ladies, can day 2 go so that we can have day 3 finish?
Oh, wow.
Done. The next thing we want for her for day 4, no voice. And that's the only time we'll stop buying tickets. What's so special about this one?
About this one? The theme is Unusual Encounter.
Yeah.
The special thing about it, it's my hometown.
Yeah. Is it the first time doing it?
Yeah,
there?
I did Carnival City last year.
It's a homecoming.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so special. I can't wait to see my pastors, my people, my schoolmates. I know, and I'm a crybaby. But it just feels like noma sengayapi, man. When you receive love from home, there's something enzagala. And that's I always say it na ngami. I'm loved for, even if I'm back home. You know, noma sengayapi, noma ngabunkulunkulu senganyisa, but man, bangikhombisile uthando, you know, and that's the only special thing. I pray that that show, God, just do the unusual things, even if it's two or three people about Puma Betty on that day, our lives were permanently changed.
That's right.
That's my prayer.
That's
you know, go back
one
to school.
One person at a time.
Yeah, even if I reconciled with my mom from that day. That's me. That's my prayer.
Yeah.
And it's, I cannot do that, but it's God, and God is just using me, and I'm just there also expecting something unusual from him. All I can do is just prepare myself.
It is most of the time an unusual encounter with him, isn't it?
Yeah. It, every day, every time you have an encounter with him, it's always unusual.
And the most unusual is there'll be grace and favor even when you don't deserve it.
Definitely. Definitely. Remember why I said I love you, Pasig? It reminds me of that. Someone who would die for you, not knowing if I would expect or return the love back. But he went on the cross.
Yeah.
What kind of love is that?
Redemption.
Hey, what kind of love is that?
Caring for one another. A reminder, right? To be neighborly.
Sure.
All of that.
Yep. So.
Mara now, ngukulumise wena neighbor yakho esetown house. Kwenze njani?
Oh my God, what's happening?
Did they park on your parking spot? Don't forget, you're a
guest. Let me tell you one thing about me.
My phones are ringing.
Oh, Mr. T, what a great way to start the long weekend with one of my favorite gospel artists. Thank you very much. Oh, I can't wait for one of my favorite songs, Yebo Nkosi. I'm gonna increase the volume. Siyabonga Prati. Thank you, Sistoli, for blessing us with your beautiful voice and blessing us with good music. Siyabonga mama.
Zono sa.
Leya se yakho le. This is not your song.
Yeah, ban.
Ah, leya izokuthi. You know, it's like fine wine. Ayenza kudala. Wena wayithatha manje. Ah, there's no way you say this one.
It's a very old hymn song.
Yeah, but the person who made you do it, it's not a producer. Ingoma kabani le.
Ingoma yakho kwami le.
Ngiyasho nje.
Ingoma.
Ngiyasho nje ukuthi le.
Ingoma yakho kwami le, and he would say it in a very strange way, my icula. I used to love, you know, I'm on Thursday emakhaya, bekunenkonzo zogogo.
Okay, okay.
Yes. So aunt ekhaya ubeza not every day. So that day kwakwenzeka ukuthi ubaba mela ngilande engidrophe kwagogo on a Thursday, and I'll attend inkonzo yogogo.
Yes.
Njalo ugogo wami icula le ngoma, and she would just cry. And one day ngamuzwa yini ekhalisa ngale ngoma.
Yes.
And then it took me ethi, there's a moment as a Christian that you have to has totally surrendered to God. And I've realized that it's not an once-off thing, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
So every time I sing it, I realize that, God, it's me again. Lord, it's me again. It's again, it's that acknowledging the grace.
Yes.
You know.
And I also acknowledging the fact that you are just merely an ant in the scheme of things,
sure,
right?
Sure. And as a firstborn, you are quickly to emakhaya, especially kwaZulu, mawuqeda ukufunda wa graduate, are they now waiting for umshado?
Yes.
That didn't happen for me. So and ugogo wami would get it at, you know, I wish you can hold on to one thing. Because our cousins and maybe born, things are really going like that.
Yes.
Till today, I'm not married.
Yeah, yeah.
But everything else, and I'm not saying there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But funny enough, ugogo wami would address that with me and say, as long as you know that we plan gathixo, uthixo uyazenzela, uyazilawula, you just have to surrender every day. And ubekusho nje because uyakubona as if maybe into engathi izongwarisha or and I'm the only girl at home but I was the only you know my firstborn. So it's those little things and that song always remind me of him. It's an everyday thing. Surrender to God. Let him be the driver of your life.
You know? I want to phone Neil.
Yo, ngitsimangizwa ukuthi you'll be having osisixoli. You know, I don't know, her voice. Her voice ka sisixoli just heals me. Her voice. Yo, there's something so powerful about her voice. There's two songs. Whenever I find myself buried deep in darkness, definitely they pull me out. Ungukuphila noyebo baba. Thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you for having such a beautiful voice. Thank you for glowing and shining with God's blessing. I was going to Tabaninganjani in Bilinze to a by in Bilinze, but just listening to your songs, it gives us hope and belief that God is there and He's always listening. Thank you, sis.
Yo, Prasi, thank you very much for bringing this story. Yo, you know what? Story, don't worry. I also saw the social media and I was like, people don't concota inja is hambelayo, emile. The concota inja e hambayo. You know what? I've got goose flesh right now. Just listening to your voice. You know what? You heal my soul. Thank you very much. Don't stop and don't be discouraged. We love you. I love you more than everybody. Thank you, story. Bye bye.
I'll look to have again. Just a snippet of what she listens to when she's not really making gospel music. But she still leans towards it. Kelvin Momo and Sticks, Ogukanya, or the late Yolanda. Gone too soon. And Umtagati Kush on this one. This song, why?
One.
The one.
No.
Oh, sorry. Nandi.
Man, that voice. That voice.
Yolanda, ne?
Ah, that voice.
What a voice. What a lady.
What a voice, man. What a voice. What a beautiful lady. Ugukanya. Yeah, the Bible says we are the light of the world.
Yeah.
And it just took me there. And sure. I love music and I love art. Interpret it your way.
Yes.
And we all sing the same message.
That's right.
Utiju. And I promise you, it just took me and reminded me that the Bible says we are the light of the world. But Kelvin is interpreting it ngendlela yakhe and look at diversity. You know, and the world is beautiful because of that.
Exactly.
I love it. I groove to that song. I'm doing good traffic. I'm like, yeah. Look at us.
Look at you.
Look. That's my song, man. Love Kelvin. I love his work. Everything. I'm a fan.
I want you to dream big. And do not let the confines of this country hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
Do not even let Donald Trump.
Who's that? Yazal?
Thank you.
He's holy.
Where to after August the 2nd?
Where to? We are... planning to travel to just do a tour. We are already, Kenya is already calling.
Oh, is it?
Yep, Botswana is already calling.
Wow.
But I'll tell you the honest truth, the aim is to really go for those Grammys with my Zulu songs.
That's right.
Let them know that we're still doing it like this in South Africa. We don't have to change ourselves.
No.
That's where I'm going.
If Ladysmith Black Mambazo did it.
Oh, come on. And yeah. Yep. That's where I'm going. That's the end goal. But after August, I'm going to announce the next city, which is really, I'm excited. They're already making noise that I'm not going to answer until I announce it.
You're also not going to tell me?
No. I just need you to come to Durban.
I'm Daga PK.
But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited.
You've worked with the Spirit of Praise. Benjamin Dube, Joy Celebration. Am I missing somebody in that list?
Kayam Tetwa. I've been a backup singer for Summers and I've won Summers last year.
Oh, wow.
You see God.
When you are not leading, you'll be there service for others, isn't it?
Definitely, and do it wholeheartedly. That's the other thing, Ekfundisayo, to be at the back. You learn to serve wholeheartedly. You learn to serve. If you are not ready to serve, you're never ready to be a boss or a leader. So I've learned to serve. Even at church, by the way, I still go in form on a Sunday, go serve. I'm not leading. I'm not the holy. I serve. So I've worked. God has been so good. I've worked with Pastor Benjamin. I've worked with B. I've worked with Brenda. I've worked with Kaya. Oh, my gosh. I've worked with, a lot of people, shame. I won't lie. And like I said, one of the funniest thing I've been part of, Amasama, the three backing ladies.
Yes.
I was one of them.
And now we're going to watch. Rewind.
When I came back, I came back to Zutat. Even Crown Gospel.
Yes.
I was a part of it. And when I came back as nominated Artist of the Year. And thank God. It always pays, man, Xavenza, and just pace yourself. And
which goes back to be available.
Be available. Be available. Mm. Have a spirit of... Be intentional with ukufunda. I always say that. Mm. Be available. It's stupid. That mindset is boring.
Yes.
It's a routine.
Because you must stop everything. Stop and running, stop moving.
Sure.
And then empower yourself.
And
with
sometimes
new
lower you can learn yourself.
You must. Back.
Yes.
You can't learn with an ego.
Yeah.
You can't. You need to bring yourself down.
Yep. So I always say to people, be intentional with that. Every person I've worked with, I was intentional with what am I taking home. And I can tell you, if you can ask me, what did I take with Benji? I can tell you, go listen to my Jesus Is Enough first album, The Prayer. He opened my album with the prayer, and that's what I took. The private relationship he has with God. No singing. When he prays, that man, you're like, oh, you sit with God. And I took that, and I'm like, I'm going to practice that.
Mm.
B, how he presents us. You know, I don't want to talk about her. We've worried, but because we are friends, how she would go through life, and when she stands on stage, she will give her all.
Yeah,
it's the last time I cool. What I've took for Kaya, that's my brother from Kaya, the heart of ministry, the heart of what love what God has given you.
Yeah,
carry, take care of it, protect it. You know, put it first before you. Yabona Uxoli wants to respond, but the ministry in me and everything says, no, it's too big for me. Let me allow God to do it.
I hear you.
Uncle T, thank you very much for bringing Uxoli today. It came at a time when I really needed it. I just survived an accident now, but unfortunately there was a multi-pile that happened. And I'm saying, you know what, I needed to hear her praises. Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.